Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job 1:20-22. Job has received the news that his livestock has been taken, his servants killed, his sons and daughters have died in the house where they were, fell upon them because of a great wind from the wilderness. The blessings that come into our lives are the gifts of God. God maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. Matthew 5:45. Our prayer is to always be, Give us this day our daily bread, Matthew 6:11. God is the giver of life and all blessings that sustain us in this life. The philosophers of Athens were informed by the preacher that God giveth to all life and breath and all things, Acts 17:25. Since the beginning of creation, God has bestowed upon his creation all things that maintain our life. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. John 3:27. The gifts that sustain our physical life as well as our spiritual life have been given by the God who loves. The richness of his benevolence is without limit. The goodness of his heart is without exhaustion. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. In his examination of life, Solomon understood the source of his wealth and knowledge, thereby bringing him to the conclusion of fearing God and keeping his commandments. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Ecclesiastes 5:18-19. God has created the world and has given the necessary blessings to sustain this creation. The lives of all who live need to always be mindful of the unmatched benevolence of God. Our trust must always be in the one who gives us the rich blessings of our lives. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. 1 Timothy 6:17. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.